One of the key worries buzzing around Albany's South End of late has had to do with word about the eviction set to take place at Lincoln Towers, three high-rise apartment buildings set for demolition. Representatives from Albany Housing Authority, who own and manage the properties, came to a recent South End Community Collaborative meeting to discuss what was happening and answer questions.
We wanted to bring you up to speed a little bit with what's going on with the Lincoln Towers. As most people in the community know, and if you don't know, the Housing Authority has had a vision for trying to reimagine the Lincoln Tower site really for probably a dozen years. And it stems back to back in around 2008-ish, around that time when the Housing Authority started the development project that was the South End neighborhood revitalizations. It was a three-phase project of 150 units that were initially developed at scattered sites throughout the community. And the initial goal of those three projects, those 150 units, was to take the affordable housing units that were currently in Lincoln Towers and then relocate them into the community with the ultimate goal of demolishing those three buildings. We spent the last couple of years working with HUD with a HUD application to get their approval for the demolition and disposition of those buildings. I think it was just in April or March that we actually received HUD approval to actually move forward that demolition. And since then, we've been working with the residents of the towers, having some one-on-one Zoom meetings with them and explaining to them the process. So we have been engaging with them in outreach to talk to them about relocation plans. So we will, so part of the impetus of this call was that we over the next couple of weeks, the next few days, we're going to be sending out notices to the residents, following up on the meetings we've had with them. And it's what's generally called in HUD terminology, a 90-day notice. It sounds a little bit harsher than it is. It's really just a notification that at some point in the future, but not any sooner than 90 days, they're going to be relocated out of the three towers. And even more importantly, the schedule for that is not necessarily something that's going to happen immediately. We are starting a process, or after that notice goes out, we'll be having one-on-one meetings with each of the remaining families and residents in the tower and talk to them about their specific housing needs to find opportunities for relocating them into buildings, both either in the community or even with tenant protection vouchers, where they could actually, if they wanted to, they could go anywhere in the country with those vouchers. So we've had those meetings with the residents. There's certainly lots of questions that we were able to address with the residents at those meetings. But again, we'll have individual sessions and meetings with them as we go forward to also help them with any other questions that they might have. I think I kind of say the demolition of the towers has not been formalized yet, in terms of we don't have a specific time that they're coming down or a date that they're coming down. We don't have the funding in place for the removals yet, but the condition of the buildings are at such a point where we have been, it's been a desire of ours to move forward with getting the residents out of there and into other opportunities for housing. I'm going to kind of turn over to our director of communications and marketing, Nick, to kind of explain a little bit about some of the notifications we're doing, but also some of the press release that we're proposing.
Thank you, Tim, and thank you all again for having us here today. Not to be redundant or repeat what some of what Tim said, but we've tried to be very thoughtful in this process, sort of keeping our residents in mind, centered to everything that we're doing. So as Tim said, we've had a number of residents meetings over the past couple of years. This is a letter that most residents should anticipate at this point. Like Tim said, the 90-day notice sounds harsher than it is. It's a formal term that HUD uses. I think the thing that we want to stress is that nobody is going to be left out on the street. Every person who lives in Lincoln in one of the towers is going to be relocated into a comparable unit. And to that, and maybe Tim can jump back on in a second, there are several different ways in which we're going to do that. And we are going to give them one-on-one sort of counseling and support in doing that. Also, again, to be completely clear, and it's why we're here, and it's why we've had several briefings over the past week or so with elected officials, is that we want the community to know exactly what we're doing. And in that vein, we're going to put out a press release this week, again, explaining what we're doing, why we're doing it, and again, that we're really going to walk every step of the way with our residents and make sure they get relocated to a unit. So again, I'm sure that there are many questions and we'll do our best to answer them about Lincoln. If anybody else wants to hop in on the Albany Housing Authority side, please do, but we'll definitely do our best to answer some of the questions.
Is there any risk of there not being enough units, like a waiting list, for example?
No.
Okay.
No, because the towers, let's just say that someone, say we didn't have, four units left and, you know, they're still living at Lincoln. We are not going to, at no point will they become homeless or be away from our umbrella, you know, until a unit becomes available. So there's no risk at all of them wanting a public housing unit. That's not a concern at all. Everyone will be housed and Lincoln will not be closed until every single family has a home.
What are the plans for the land that Lincoln Towers currently occupies?
Really, we've had some discussions here and there with a development partner, but we have no real plans in place at this point that we're prepared to move forward with. Our most important task right now is to find relocation for the existing residents and to move forward with trying to find some funding for the actual demolition of the towers. As Colleen was saying, you know, our first goal is to find the housing first. We don't have a specific deadline to demolish the towers. So we're kind of trying to take this one step at a time and not necessarily get too far ahead of ourselves and rush any of the residents into housing that they're not comfortable with.
There's two questions around like school connections. Like for example, are where children going to school being considered in their relocation? Would children have to go to a different school?
So again, as we meet with each resident, those things would be discussed privately amongst each family. If let's just say someone wants a public housing unit and they want their kid to remain in the same school that they're in right now, the housing authority is going to work with every single family individually for this to be a positive transition for them. So we're not going to, you know, pull kids away and have them go to another school, but that would be, you know, it's going to be between the parents and us. I will tell you that there are minimum children that live at Lincoln Square. We do not have children living in the high rise building. We do have some townhouses there that residents occupy. We have already worked on transferring residents out per their request because they wanted to move out of Lincoln Square. We're not in that position with a lot of families. It's only a few.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that the vision of the property has always been is to reimagine that site. You know, part of that started with the Capitol South Campus Center. The city's had plans for master plans for that area for a while. So we're looking to work with the city and the community in terms of trying to continue to grow that vision.
Questions continued about specific rentals Lincoln Towers residents would be moving to, home ownership programs they could apply for, and the stress all this induces. We'll be hearing more about the evolving plans over coming months. This has been Paul Smart for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.